This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Officials in Afghanistan say a group of gunmen, reportedly including at least two suicide bombers, assaulted Afghanistan's main military hospital in Kabul Tuesday, killing at least 15 people and wounding many more. Taliban government spokesman Balil Karima said the assault began with a powerful explosion at the entrance to the Sardar Mohammad Dawood Khan Hospital in the Afghan capital's Wazir Akbar Khan neighborhood. A second bomb went off inside the facility. Taliban forces were reportedly battling the assailants inside the hospital. The full extent of the casualties was not known immediately. Video from Kabul and photographs shared by residents there showed a plume of smoke over the area of the blast near the former diplomatic zone in the Wazir Akbar Khan area. Witnesses said at least two helicopters were flying over the area. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, though the official Afghan news agency quoted witnesses as saying Daesh was behind the raid. The agency used a more local name for the regional affiliate of the Islamic State, known as Islamic State Khorasan Province. It gave no further details. Islamic State militants have attacked the military hospital several times in recent years. On his second day at the UN Climate Change Conference in Glasgow, Scotland, known as COP26, U.S. President Joe Biden is scheduled to unveil a domestic plan to slash emissions of the key greenhouse gas methane across the United States. Administration officials said the U.S. methane emissions reduction plan will target the U.S. major U.S. sources of methane, particularly the oil and gas industry, which is responsible for 30% of the country's methane emissions. Abandoned oil and gas wells and abandoned mines are also major sources of the greenhouse gas. Waste landfills are the second largest industrial source of methane emissions. This is VOA News. U.S. web services provider Yahoo said Tuesday it has stopped providing services in mainland China because of what it described as a difficult operating environment. The internet company said in a statement on its website the move took effect Monday, November 1st, in recognition of the increasingly challenging business and legal environment. Monday was the day China's personal information protection law took effect. The law limits what information companies can compile and standardizes how it must be archived. Other content restrictions on internet companies were also recently imposed. China previously blocked Facebook and Google and most other global social media sites and search engines. Users in China can still access these services by using a virtual private network or VPN. In October, Microsoft stopped providing its LinkedIn business and employment service in China, citing a more challenging operating environment and greater compliance requirements in China. Russia's state coronavirus task force Tuesday said Corona 19 deaths in the country hit another daily record Tuesday, 4 days since a nationwide order for many Russians to stay off work took effect. The task force reported 39,008 new confirmed cases and 1,178 COVID-19 deaths in the last 24 hours. The task force has reported record daily infections or deaths almost every day for the past month. To reduce the spread of COVID-19, Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered a nationwide non-working period from October 30th to November 7th. Putin said governments in regions where the situation is most dire could add more non-working days if they needed it. The Novorogard region became the first one to do so Monday, extending the period by another week. Less than 35% of Russia's nearly 146 million people have been fully vaccinated so far, even though Russia approved a domestically developed vaccine against the coronavirus months before most other countries. In all, Russia's state coronavirus task force has reported nearly 8.6 million confirmed COVID cases and over 240,000 deaths in the pandemic, by far the highest death toll in Europe. The trial of Kyle Rittenhouse is underway in the U.S. Midwestern city of Kenosha, Wisconsin. Court officials there are faced with the challenging task of seating jurors who haven't already made up their minds about the man who shot three people, killing two during a violent night of protests last year. Rittenhouse was 17 years old when he traveled from his home in Illinois just across the southern Wisconsin border during protests that broke out in August 2020 after a police officer shot Jacob Blake, a black man. The case has been polarizing, with Rittenhouse painted by his supporters as a patriot exercising self-defense and Second Amendment rights. Others see him as a vigilante and police wannabe who never should have been armed in Kenosha in the first place. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.